An assistant professor in swine behavior with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine says a range of factors working in combination will influence the welfare of swine as they're transported from one location to another. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Changes related to transport being proposed to Canada's Health of Animals regulation have heightened the level of interest within the pork industry and the scientific community in the effects of transport on animal welfare. Dr. Yolan Seddon, an assistant professor in swine behavior with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine and an adjunct research scientist with the Prairie Swine Center, says when it comes to transport, a combination of factors need to be considered.
So there's many factors, not only the animal itself, so how old is the animal, what sort of physiological state is the animal in, how does that animal perceive its experience in close contact with handlers will influence how it experiences loading, novelty, has it had a chance to have enrichment before as a pig and experience novelty, if not they can have a stronger response sometimes, weather conditions, stocking density, temperatures within the trailer being mixed with unfamiliar individuals, how the driver is driving, whether it's smooth or lots of braking and accelerating, and then overall the transport duration can kind of just magnify any effects that are going through. So they interact, yeah, if you have, we know logically that they interact. If you have a long duration, say in extreme weather conditions, that could be worse compared to a short duration in extreme weather conditions, just because you're on the truck longer, you know, so that's an obvious one. But even the management of the animal prior to transport, we know will influence the outcomes for the animal on the journey.
Dr. Seddon observes while people living in cities don't have much connection with livestock anymore, they often see livestock trucks driving through cities, so transport is one of the most visible aspects of livestock production. For Farmskip.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.